And Warwick Hadfield joins us now with sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In cricket, Alyssa Healy in doubt for the semis of the Women's T20 Cup with concussion. She's got concussion.
Fran, and she has, and it would be a huge loss at the top
of
the batting order.
How do you get concussion playing cricket?
By colliding with a teammate while going for a catch. Ew. And in the classic way of Alyssa Healy, she only had eyes for the ball, and there was Meg Schutt going in the other direction, and who only had eyes for the ball, and Alyssa Healy's head collided with Meg Schutt's shoulder, and she went down like the classic bag of spuds. And that was all during, Fran, a loss to India in the final qualifying game. Yes, India is emerging as quite the force here. Now, the Australians are going to the semi-finals in Antigua on November the 22nd. It didn't matter what the result of that game was. As I said, it's a huge loss, Alyssa Healy. She's been in enormously good form opening the batting. And behind the stumps, she's been a bit of a beacon for this tournament. Other teams seem to think it's okay to have these mere backstops who fumble the ball and drop it. And you've just got to look at Healy's sharp wicket-keeping behind the stumps for the contrast there. She is going to fly with the team to the ancestral home of Sir Isaac Vivian Alexander Richards. That's the Antigua. And that's where her condition will be closely monitored ahead of the match on November the 22nd and hopefully the final still to come. Now, in the men's game, it's got so bad there, Fran. Australia beaten by South Africa in a severely bonsai T20 nonsense on the southern Gold Coast that people of my acquaintance have given up watching Australia. They're finding a pay TV outlet in one of the local pubs and going down to watch England play Sri Lanka. And of course, England, just to compound everything for Australians, they've won a compelling second test in Sri Lanka. No one wins in Sri Lanka, but England's done it. And I would think that this will probably help point to the bans on Steve Smith and David Warner, that 12-month ban for ball tampering, being reduced just a fraction, if only slightly, because the Cricket Australia Blazers are meeting to debate that controversial submission from the Players Association this week, Fran.
Okay, and in hockey, the Australian women's team off to a flying start in the Champions Trophy in China.
Look, Fran, a first up 2-1 win over Argentina. It's been followed by a great win against the Olympic champions, Great Britain, in pouring rain in Changzhou. 2-0 the score after first half goals to Brooke Peris and Kalindi Comerford. They were followed by some able goalkeeping from Rachel Lynch in the second, Fran.
In golf, for the first time, a Mexican, Abraham Anser, has won the Australian Open. Or so the story goes.
Yeah, Fran. Look, if Abraham is the answer, what was the question? Well, that's obvious. In the absence of so many of the world's best golfers, 30 all up, who could come up with a decent yarn about the winning of the Stonehaven Cup? And most have settled on this line the first time it was a Mexican. Except Abraham Anser is actually American-Mexican. He was born in Texas 27 years ago, raised just south of the border, but then educated back in Texas. So the story is perhaps how dual citizenship obviously came in handy when it came to a certain wall. Anyway, he certainly built a wall of his own in the last 2 days at the Lakes course in Sydney, winning by a whopping 5 strokes. That's what he started the final round with after a scintillating third round. And he easily beat the second-placed Australian, Dimitrios Papadatos, who was followed by a few compatriots, Jake McLeod, Marcus Fraser, and the amateur, soon to become professional, David Michaluzzi, Fran.
And in football, not since 2003 and the vote to accept the Crawford Report, has there been a day as important as this in the running of the game in Australia?
Yeah, look, Fran, the FFA votes today on the makeup of a new board as a whole new set of governance issues and rules come into play. Now, we talked last week about the candidacy of Craig Foster, the so-called people's choice for the board and even the role of chair. Now, he withdrew from that over the weekend, which makes it even more likely the A-League clubs, where Melbourne City is the heaviest of hitters, will dominate the new board. So that will be a fascinating development. It's all highly political, with Paul Keating's self-interest the one to back, but it's ever thus in football in this country, despite the best efforts of David Crawford and all those others back in 2003. The rump's still there. It's just a little clever at hiding itself. And look, to a man who always put the game first ahead of any personal stuff, Timmy Cahill, of whom there won't even be one anymore, Fran, after his farewell appearance for Australia against Lebanon tomorrow night. He won't be on the pitch for long, just enough to wave, maybe punch up a post or two. He's optimistic about scoring one more goal, making that a little bit harder for the next person to pass or to reach the record of Australia's leading goal scorer.
Do it. Do it. In basketball, just briefly, the WNBL, Melbourne emerged from the weekend as the form side.
Yeah, look, the Boomers beat the top of the table Perth on Friday and then the defending champion Townsville yesterday. And the Fire, of course, replete with Susie Bakovic. Despite her neck injury, she made the trip to Adelaide too successfully. Melbourne now has 4 wins on the trot and is in third spot on the ladder behind Perth and the Canberra Capitals, who beat Dandenong yesterday. The Bendigo Bendigo Spirit, the other top side after the bye. Yes, I know it's cruel to call it that, but they were playing the Sydney Flames, who have yet to win a game.
That's cruel. Warwick, thank you very much. Warwick Hadfield.
Good on you, Fran.